Buy your next car through Motoring Weekly Advertiser out tomorrow. The row over BOAC, what does it mean and where will it lead? Michael Thomas reports in Dateline after the news headlines. Associated Reader Fusion, London's television. It's 5 to 11.
Hello again. The Minister of Aviation, Mr. Julian Amery, told the Commons this afternoon that BOAC's new top management will have 12 months to show how the company can be made financially sound. It's £80 million in the red at the moment. There'll be no merger with BEA, but BOAC's new chairman, banker Sir Giles Guthrie, will serve on BEA's board. The result of the Dundee West by-election is expected in about half an hour's time. Labour's majority at the last election was 714. More floods today, mostly in the north of England. Near Barrow in Lancashire, firemen rescued 160 children marooned in their school by flood water. Labour MPs today pressed for a public inquiry over police arrests during the Greek royal visit to London last summer. The Home Secretary, Mr. Brooke, said a police inquiry was in progress. The police have paid a total of £1,600 to four people arrested during the demonstration and accused of possessing offensive weapons. The Post Office plans to spend £900 million on improving the telephone service over the next 5 years, and they hope to abolish the waiting list for telephones in 1966. America announced tonight it is stopping military shipments to Indonesia because of British concern. Indonesian guerrillas are fighting British troops in Sarawak. In the Congo, the entire Russian embassy staff, including the ambassador, is being expelled. The Congolese say some Soviet diplomats in Leopoldville have been making contact with opposition Congolese in exile. And finally, soccer. In an FA Cup first round replay, Bedford beat Weymouth 1-0. That's all for me. Good night.
Associated Reader Fusion, London's television. The time now is 3 minutes to 11. And here is Michael Thomas to introduce Dateline.
Sir Matthew Slattery, chairman of BOAC until today's white paper and the shake-up at the top of BOAC management.
Well, my term of office was due to expire on the 29th of July next year. That's 1964.